Welcome, everybody. Welcome to episode 97 of the Walking Leader Podcast. The Walking Leader Podcast is here to help give you the rules and the tools to help you succeed as a leader in your organization. I am your host, David Guerra, United States Army veteran and author of the books, The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. I thank you for stopping by. I thank you for listening. I thank you for your time. In this episode, we're going to talk about your voice, your message, and do you always stand by it? We're also going to talk about why it is important to always stand by your message. And as a leader, you should always ask yourself, am I standing by my message? So let's begin. What does it mean to stand by my message? Well, it means you mean what you say. It means your word. It means what you believe. It means you are unwavering in your message, good or bad. You will see your message all the way to the end, your beliefs all the way to the end. It means those that follow you also believe in your message because you believe in your message. Why should you, as a leader or as an up-and-coming leader, always stand by your message? Well, folks, it's simple. Followers want to follow a leader that has conviction and complete dedication to his or her message. People will then believe your message, and they're going to believe in your message enough to follow you. They're going to believe in your message enough to make you their leader because they like what you have to say. Good or bad, the message you carry is bigger than you and those that follow you. See, those that follow you want to know that your message represents them 100% of the time, not when it's convenient, because it represents you 100% of the time. It's because you believe in that. And you don't get to pick and choose. Your message is your message 100% of the time. My message to you is, I want you to be a better leader. I want you to get out there and get to know the people you're leading. I want you to get to know the people that have picked you as their leader. And I want you to get out there and get to know everybody in your organization, because that is the only way. That's my message to you. What's your message to your followers? What's your message to the people that have appointed you as their leader? What is that message? And do they know that your message is represented 100% of the time? All the time, day and night, doesn't matter. See, how do you always stand by your message? Well, you stand by your message by truly believing in what you're saying. You stand by your message by doing your homework and being more than just having a passing interest in the message. For example, here's two great examples from two extremes. Jennifer Lawrence, actress, just recently came out saying about the recent hurricanes, it's nature's wrath against the election. Then on the other side, Rush Limbaugh called the news about Hurricane Irma fake news, but then decided that he needed to, run away with his tail tucked between his legs because it was time to evacuate. So again, two extremes, having those convictions, but it's not the case. That's not the case. So how do you listen to people like that? How do you follow people like that? Well, they've got other convictions. They've got other things going for them. They believe in other things, and other people will follow them. Personally, I do think Jennifer Lawrence is a great actress. But the message, any other message other than what's on a script, I don't need to pay attention to. I do believe Rush Limbaugh is a great orator. He does speak. People listen. But he should know what he's talking about, too. Just like Jennifer Lawrence. So do you see where I'm coming from with this? Two sides, two extremes, and they are just having a passing interest in the message. You have to advocate without reservation for your message. That's how you stand by your message. You don't back down from your stand on that message, especially when others tell you it is wrong or bad. You always stand by your message because you're dedicated to your message. Now, when leaders ask themselves, am I always standing by my message? Well, answer the question. Do you believe in your message so much that you refuse to accept it as wrong just because others say it's wrong without offering proof? Or do you waver or flounder when it comes to explaining your message because, again, you don't believe in it 100%, so you're over there grasping at straws? Or do you change sides because you're threatened? See, it's... That's really it. If you're not standing by your message, then you're going to be changing sides. And then who's going to follow you? Who's going to believe you? Who's going to say, hey, you know what? You make a good leader. However, you keep changing sides. I can't follow somebody who has no conviction, who's not prepared to put his foot down and stand his ground or her ground. That's what a leader does. They stand by their message because they believe in their message and they believe that it's to the benefit of others. So remember, your message is yours, no matter what it is. No matter how extreme or middle of the road it is still your message. You own it. And people will like your message. And there's going to be people that will dislike your message. So stand for what you believe in. Stand for your message. You pick that message for a reason. Therefore, never give anyone any reason to doubt you or to doubt your authenticity when it comes to your message and what you believe in. See, or never give anyone any reason to question your genuine attachment to the message you are trying to share. And most of all, stick to your message, because when you waver or flounder, hem or haw, because those that follow you will question themselves as to why are they following you to begin with, if that's all you end up doing is wavering and floundering and hemming and hawing and not showing any dedication to your conviction. Folks, it's all about commitment, sticking to your message. If you can't do that, if you can't say, well, I believe in this, then why are you even saying anything to begin with? It's true. It's true. Because again, if they can't find something to hold on to, they're going to drop you like a bad habit. And it is that simple. They will drop you like a bad habit. However, stick to your word. Stick to it through the good times and the bad times. Guess what? You might just be the kind of person they're looking for. So, what do you think about what I just talked about in this episode of the Walking Leader Podcast? Do you have any questions about sticking to your message? What is your message? Sticking to your word, your convictions, dedicating to your word? Or do you have any questions or comments about the entire Walking Leader Podcast series? If you do, please email me those questions, dave@daveguerra.com, or tweet them to me on Twitter, Dave Guerra, all one word. I look forward to hearing from you. I do invite you to sign up for my newsletter at daveguerra.com/subscribe. daveguerra.com/subscribe. Lastly, I do invite you to check out my 3,000-word leadership lesson series. It's out exclusively for the Amazon Kindle. It's 99 cents. Each entry is 99 cents, and a new one comes out this week. I definitely will include a link to the 3,000-word leadership lesson series in the show notes of this episode on the daveguerra.com website. Folks, my name is David Guerra. I am a United States Army veteran, author of The Walking Leader, and Great to Follow. I invite you to pick up a copy of The Walking Leader at Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble, either in paperback or digital form. And I want to take this moment to thank you for your time. I do appreciate it. And most of all, I do appreciate you for listening. And before I go, I want to remind you to always go beyond the grind, go beyond the hustle, because that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is great to follow. Thank you.